So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Pink Swipe Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 43 for the high today. Is there anyone who's terrified of disciplining your own kid in public because you're worried someone watching is going to judge you?
Yeah.
We got an anonymous message from a mom who says she places the blame on other people in society for her teenager being out of control. Yikers.
What's the tea?
Mom says, I don't even know where to start. I feel like I'm trapped as a parent. I can't discipline my own kid anymore without worrying about what everyone else thinks. If I raise my voice in public, people stare. If I correct him at school, I'll get an email. If a neighbor sees me saying no too firmly, I have to worry about maybe the police being called or me ending up on social media. Forget it. Everyone's filming everything, and I swear half the parents are just waiting for a chance to post how awful I am. So instead of correcting my son in the moment, I let things slide. I say we'll talk about it later. I bargain. I negotiate. I explain things 5 times instead of just saying no. And now my kid knows it. He pushes more. He talks back more. He rolls his eyes because he knows I won't actually do anything in public. He knows there are no real consequences when other people are around. I feel like society has made parents afraid to parent. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone's watching, and somehow I'm the bad guy if I don't handle everything calmly, quietly, and perfectly. So thanks, everyone. My kid is out of control because of you.
Oh, please.
So yes, I'll say it. I blame the culture. I blame social media, and I blame the fact that parents are scared of being labeled too harsh or toxic. How is anyone today supposed to parent? Because I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. I came in from an anonymous mom who wanted us to get her message across, and we just did. Anyone think this mom has a point where she says it's society's fault that her kid is out of control and pushes boundaries? 585-252-9800. You can call or send us a message on the text line.
I think they definitely play a role and they play a hand in it, but I don't think they're solely to blame. I think it's a 50-50 split. I think they see what they see online or throughout the schools with their peers, and they see how those kids treat others. But at the same time, those kids are treating people that way because their parents are lacking parental skills.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree that, yes, there's cameras everywhere today, which probably makes it a very scary place when it comes to disciplining your kid in public. However, can you blame everyone else?
No, you have to take some accountability.
Where is the accountability? And he might act out in public, but what's that mean for him when he gets home and he's behind closed doors? Do you still punish him or just forget it ever happened?
Yeah. I mean,
we were punished.
We were punished.
Oh,
oh
yes,
I was
sir.
Spanked.
Yes, sir.
And I would clench my butt cheeks together and hope it hurt him more than it hurt me.
And you see, know? Here's the thing, too. Yeah, I would do the same thing. A lot of times, too, kids today, they want to see what they can get away with.
Right.
But I always was punished way harder if I tried pushing the envelope while out in public.
Right.
Then I really got it.
Mm-hmm.
At home, yeah, you're definitely going to get punished. But trying to do it in public, parents today care a lot more. And yes, I agree. It's because everyone has a camera today. Nobody wants to look like the bad guy. So I understand where this mom's coming from at the same time.
Or, God forbid, be accused of abusing your child.
Yeah, it happens a lot. Let's go over to Carly weighing in. Hey, Moose and Breezy. She's actually not wrong. I get it. I mean, I'm always worried when my 13-year-old acts up at the store. People are judging you because they judge you before they even know the situation. And I've started having a code word with my kid. Time out. And that means we leave quietly. And I agree that society definitely makes parents paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy says, blaming everyone is crazy. Kids will push boundaries. Yes, they'll do that no matter what. But part of being a parent is holding the line. You can't tell me your kid is out of control just because of social media. Don't make me laugh.
Yeah.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think that they're just so much more on edge than they've ever been, and edgier, because their brain is fully consumed with, like, if you think about it, when we grew up, what were we, like, influenced by? We were influenced by, like, our peers, TV, maybe the radio.
Now yeah. It's like TikTok, MTV,
Instagram, you know, Twitch,
YouTube. Kardashians.
Be real. I don't, you know.
Everything.
Discord.
There's so much that you have to just kind of keep your eyes open to. And it's exhausting.
And that's just the internet. Not Snapchat, let alone the kids that they surround themselves with who are also on the internet. And their parents have kind of given up on them as well. I think what it comes down to is this mom's like kind of throwing in the towel and giving up and being like, yeah, I don't have it in me. I don't have the fight in me.
I know. And that's the thing. A lot of parents today, I see it all the time. They don't want to discipline in public. I was at Wegmans last week, and this kid was going off the rails because he didn't get the candy that he wanted. I was also in that aisle.
I was also throwing a fit because they were out of my candy too. But
the look on that mom's face, you could tell she was biting her tongue. She knew people were around, and she so badly just wanted to wring this kid's neck. She didn't do it. She held back. Renee says, yes, amen to this, mom. I swear social media has ruined parenting. My daughter sees every gentle parenting post and thinks she can walk all over me. People feel entitled to criticize, so we're scared to actually parent, and it's exhausting. If you guys are just tuning in, we got this anonymous message for parental from a mom who says she blames society, that her kid is out of control. She can't punish him in public because of other people.
You saying things are ruined, though, is like, that's a little bit dramatic, don't you think? A little bit dramatic. And everyone wants to not take accountability. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to pay the extra, whatever it is, to get them into see a counselor or a therapist. Yeah, someone who's going to, like, whip them into shape.
This kid, too. I mean, her son's a teen. He sounds like he's old enough to know better. I'll never forget. I must have been 8 years old, my dad took me for a haircut. And I remember I had an attitude that day, but I was sitting on the coffee table in the salon. And he said, get up and come sit down in the chair. And I looked right at him and didn't move.
Oh,
just ignored him. No. He asked me again. That was the last time. Because once I got home, that was the last time I did that. Parents do not like being embarrassed in public.
No, they do not.
Rick says, I'm sorry, but this is pathetic. You can't discipline your kid in public. That's called being soft. Your kid knows he can push and push and push because you let him. Stop whining and parent. Everyone else watching is not the problem. Until CPS comes knocking at your door.
You gotta step up to the plate. And, I mean, I'll share a quick story, but I was fighting with my mom when I was a teenager, and she kicked me out of the car. She said, get out, walk home.
How far from the house?
We were a mile, but we were on the other side of the busiest intersection that our road is attached to. So I'm on the other side, and I'm like, so I'm going to die. It's pitch black. And I'm like,
oh, it was dark outside?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, your mom.
And I was like, so I'm going to die.
Oh, God. How quick did she turn around and come get you?
She did turn around and come get me. But
she so badly wanted to hold the line.
I mean, it would have been smarter for her to drop me off on the other side of the intersection. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We all make choices. But she threw me out of the car. She said, get out.
Yeah. Okay. And as soon as she drove off, she's like, oh, my God, what am I doing? What am I doing?
Like the worst and like so annoying.
Oh, having kids sounds so fun. I know. Thanks, guys, for all the messages on this one this morning. And, you know, to the mom who wrote in the anonymous message, people agree with what you're saying. I can't comment too much because I'm not a parent. But there's got to be a little accountability. You can't just blame society. Like Rick said, everyone else watching isn't the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.